a national championship at Spring Arbor University. Ryan Cottingham joins us. I don't even know where Ryan's at. He might be on a plane. I don't know.
DOC, man, we're loading our bus right now. We're Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Never thought I'd say I love Sioux Falls, South Dakota. It's the first time here, but it's been a pretty amazing and surreal trip. Five games in 7 days. Who would have thunk it? We talked on the night of the championship game, and if we lost that one, you and I said we're never going to speak again because the time before we talked, and I think we got beat by 20 or something. So it's you bring us good luck. I'm grateful for that.
Well, way to go. Everybody back here is proud of you guys. That's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, we're so excited, so grateful. We're picked eighth in our conference in the Crossroads League this year.
Yes, that's something.
And finished tied for the championship, and come out here. And the last time we made any kind of run, we made it to the Elite Eight. As Doug Knoll was the coach, it was 1997, mm-hmm. and it was in Nampa, Idaho. And so, to surpass that, it's just hard to describe. And what was cool is Jason Elder, Jonesville, who was an All-American and played on that team. He flew out and spent the week after we won our second game, which is an incredible win in the Sweet 16 over Jamestown out of North Dakota. He flew out and has spent time with us. We had alumni coming in from all over the place, and just really incredible. Our guys, I can't say enough about them. We played our best basketball here at the end of the year, and it was just absolutely incredible. And to finish it off last night against an Oregon Tech team that's really, really good, it's just amazing, an amazing feeling.
Well, you had a big game, Brandon Durnell, 32. Tell us about him.
Oh, what a warrior. You know, he's from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and a lot of schools in our league are from Indiana, and they passed on this young man, and they're regretting that right now. He was just a beast all tournament long. All of our guys were, and then, of course, Paul Mirandet was the most outstanding player the tournament, and will likely be a first-team All-American when that's released. Just played so well together. Everybody did their job and did it exceptionally well. So we had to hang on at the end, and Jeff Beckman made some big shots and big free throws for us, and we persevered, man.
Marindette's really been your rock, hasn't he?
He's good. He's really, really good. And then all the other guys do their jobs really well. It's just the chemistry is so good, the unselfishness. These guys truly love each other, man. And it's really, really special.
Well, you start out 8-0. You look like you're going to run them right out of the Dakotas, and they score the next 10.
Yeah, well, and they're a fast-paced team. They want to get up and down, and they start shooting that ball up the sideline. I mean, we're scoring, and next thing you know, they're flying down the sidelines and putting it back in. And so they were wanting to get out and score a lot of points. We were trying to be more deliberate, pound it inside into Durnell and guard. And so it was a bit of a contrast of styles. And, we were able to dictate pace, and I thought that was just a really huge piece to us being able to come out on top.
Beckman chipped in 8 points, 10 rebounds, and Barber had 9 points and 4 rebounds. So you got some production up and down the lineup.
Oh, all tournament long we did, and again, 5 games in 7 days is pretty crazy. But that group, Beckman's a warrior. He's really the heart of our team. I mean, our leader. And then Luke Barber's a kid who for 3 years barely touched the floor. And he just had a monster season, a huge tournament, and on both ends of the floor. And then I thought Tom Hamilton was really, really good all tournament long as a senior, just played his best basketball. And so that's what you hope for, right? You peak at the right time,
yeah.
and you get some momentum going, and wow, was it fun to watch. It was fun to watch.
Ryan, how gratifying. You got some of those kids that they don't hit the floor for 2 or 3 years, and then they really come through for you.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Just to see the progress, the growth and development, and not just as basketball players, but as young men, as their perspective grows. I mean, right, I made the comment that these guys were champions before we came to Sioux Falls, and now we're champions that won a championship. And they're just men of high character, and they stay the course. They work their tails off, and they see the big picture. And so, yeah, it's really, really gratifying.
Well, what a Cinderella story, because, as you mentioned, you're picked eighth in the Crossroads, and now you're number one on top of everybody.
It's hard to believe, and it's fun to be able to share it. You know, my wife came out midway with my youngest son, and then, of course, to have my oldest son that's, you know, a part of the team, and to be able to experience that is really, really special.
What do you do for an encore?
We're just going to save for this one for a while. We're gonna jump on the bus and enjoy a 13-hour bus ride home, I guess, as much as you can enjoy a 13-hour trip, and get back and celebrate with Cougar Nation, and keep moving forward. We've got some memories for a lifetime, and it's so very special, GOC.
Wow, what a night for Spring Arbor basketball on the map. Never had been past the Elite Eight, and you got the big banner, the big trophy, and, man, heck of a year, Ryan.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we're, like I said, we're humbled, we're grateful, and we're just, thrilled about it. Appreciate your time, as always, and your support, GOC.
Yeah, safe travels.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, buddy. Bye now. Way to go.